Understand him by Esso Ibrahim, to my favorite human being, L. Description: The psychology of men and masculinities is a dynamic young field that has come a long way in a relatively short time. It benefited from the foundation laid by the psychology of women in conceptualizing, theorizing, and investigating the protean effects of gender. Not only has it contributed to the reconstruction of masculinity that is still evolving in response to the dramatic changes in women's roles that began 50 years ago, but it has also addressed significant problems for men's physical and mental health, for example, men's higher mortality rates, substance use, and stigma associated with help seeking, and for society. Chapter 1. Masculinity Complex. How do you define your masculinity? Do you agree with society's definition? Do you think masculinity can be toxic with the constant redefining of masculinity? I think it is important for every man to define it. In this article, I will discuss the importance of defining your masculinity. Again, something every man must do for himself. My version of masculinity may be slightly or completely different from yours. Therefore, we should all know what it means and be comfortable in our masculinity. A basic definition of masculinity would be having qualities or appearance traditionally associated with men. This means being masculine is having traits and characteristics traditionally associated with men. Therefore, they call some women masculine as they possess qualities that are traditionally associated with men. So, it is important to note that these qualities are no longer exclusive to men. However, they are traditionally associated with men, and I will be sticking to it in a traditional sense. This chapter is for men who desire to be traditional like me. In this article, I will describe characteristics I associate with masculinity, describing the type of man I strive to be. What makes a real man nowadays? Defining a real man can be challenging, as it greatly differs from one person to the next. What one individual may perceive as a masculine trait, another might find downright unimpressive, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. See, over time, the ideas of a masculine man and masculine qualities have changed significantly. It used to go without saying that a real man, with alpha male traits, must be the family's breadwinner. His manliness only increased if he was in the world of martial arts and, therefore, self-reliant and strong. But I am not here to support dated ideals that seriously mess up gender roles and make many men feel insufficient and effeminate for simply being who they are. I don't support the idea that a man has to have rock-hard abs to be good enough and considered masculine. I certainly don't believe that every guy has to be a karate master to be seen as a man worthy of consideration. In modern society, many men have finally started to accept that they don't have to be butch or buff to be a real man. That is something one is born with. Sure, certain traits, but mostly, being a real man is about what you stand for and how you carry yourself. Men who constantly work on their self-imper, self-esteem is hot. Taking care of oneself is extremely desirable. Self-reliance is a quality most women yearn for in a future partner yet don't come across as much. So why do we put men under such scrutiny and make them feel like masculinity means toughness and strength? Social media is the main cause of the downfall of the male psyche. With hundreds of new fitness accounts each day, and an occasional tweet here and there about how damn good it feels to be in shape, who wouldn't start doubting themselves? I, as a woman, can honestly say that the opposite sex has it difficult. How the perception of men is changing. To me, masculine energy is something that comes from within. Nice guys can be masculine too. It's all up to an individual's point of view. If a man isn't born with it, it is widely believed that developing these masculine personality traits is possible. Like most feminine women whose feminine energy differs from one woman to the next, the same goes for men. Everyone exhibits their personality traits differently. Just because one man chooses to dress a certain way and doesn't spend half the week boxing doesn't make him a wuss. It makes him human. Men get so much flack for supposedly not nurturing their well-being, as if that only means spending time in the gym and taking ridiculous selfies to show off their tough guy grins and abs of steel. But these days, I have noticed that things have started to take a turn for the better. Being a gym buff is no longer mandatory to be considered manly. You no longer have to keep showing off your hot bod just to prove to all the single ladies you are the shit. Those days are finally coming to an end. People have come to their senses and realized what matters. And let me give you a hint. It isn't what the eye can see.